When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
Yes, God's got it. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to WGUM Glory United Ministries featuring Pastor Patricia Benjamin. God's got it. Of Minnie Cummings and the choir.
Peace.
Amen, amen. Everything you need, God's got it. Now let's hear Benny Cummings one more time. He is my friend. And now, without further ado, the person we've been waiting for, who's been waiting for us, Pastor Patricia Benjamin.
Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus, and we thank Jesus for the blood. We thank him because that everything we need, God's got it. Nobody can do us like Jesus, for the songwriter declares that nobody can do us like Jesus, but everything you need, God's got it. If you need more grace to run the race, God's got it. If you need more power to stand in the darkest hour, God's got it. He'll supply your every need, your hungry soul. He will feed. God's got it. And we thank thee because he is our Savior. He is our Lord and he is our God. He's our Alpha and our Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Without him, we are nothing. So therefore, nobody can do you like Jesus. Nobody can do you like the Lord. I tell you, in times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need to know that our anchor holds and grips the solid rock. We need to know that our faith and our trust is in our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that can bring us out of darkness into the light. He is the one that can establish us through his grace and his mercy. And we thank him on today for everything that he does, everything that I needed. I already know that God's got it. So therefore, I will not look to the right, nor will I look to the left. I'm going to lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. But my help cometh from the Lord. Hey, God, I thank you. Everything I need, and I'm going to say, if I need a touch, God's got it. Oh, my God, I feel Jesus in this place. We thank thee, oh God. We thank you for the rain. I tell you, the rain is coming down, and we thank you that we're looking out of the window and we're watching the rain come down from heaven, because the scripture declares that he said, it is God who sends the rain to the earth. And we thank him for the rain. We even thank him for the floods that come, because sometimes the flood must come so it can wash out the impurities and get rid of some things that was hindering us. It will make us come to know who he is, to bow down before him, love and adore him. God, we thank you for all means, every way that you can get our attention, God. We praise thee right now. I saw families come together that wasn't even talking to each other through the storm. Matthew, they called home. They went home. My line's been ringing. Is my sister all right? Yes, she is. I covered her house with the blood of Jesus. I covered my niece with the blood of Jesus. And they survived the storm. And we thank thee, oh God, and I covered The ones that I knew in Jesus' name. Oh, I'm excited. I'm fired up. I tell you, I got a note of bad news. A friend of mine that I grew up with was contemplating suicide, but I was able to speak to him and tell him that I love him. Turn around from your mind and don't go that way. Jesus is yet on the throne. He is able to bring you out of that valley situation. Trust God, the God of your Isaac and the God of Abraham, Jacob, the God of your very mother and father that you heard about when you was a child. Come back from that darkness in the name of Jesus. I was able to tell him I love you, and I don't want to sing at your funeral unless God says so. Oh, bless God, bless God. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. His request was get to me before Monday. And we were able to reach out to him on today. And I tell you, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get me behind because victory today is mine. Aren't you glad that you can stand up and testify that victory is mine? Victory today is mine. Satan has to step back because you've got the victory. I heard a man saying victory in Jesus, my Savior forever, for he brought me and he taught me with his redeeming love. I tell you, victory in Jesus. Oh, my God in heaven, somebody needs to tell God, thank you. Thank you for all that he's done. Thank you for what's already done. Thank you for what he's about to take and do for you in this life right here, right now, this moment. Oh, one thing I learned about God, it may not get to me until 2017, but he has already released it, and it's on its way. I know the preacher said years ago, oh, it's on its way. God finna bless you. God getting ready to bless you. And they said, well, why do they always say God getting ready to? Because God just released it, and it is getting ready because it's coming down from the Father above. He said in his word that, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper even as your soul prosper. That's what he wished for his children, brother and children, sister. However God said it, I want you to prosper. But he don't want you to prosper and your soul be left on the other side. He said, prosper even as thy soul prosper. It is God's pleasure to see his children triumph, to see them make it. It is his good pleasure because the Father giveth good things unto his children. He said it in his word. I've read it so many times. He said it in his word that if you would ask me, Abba, you know, he said, if you would ask me for bread, I will not give you a stone. Ah, hallelujah, glory to God. And he said, and if you ask me, if you ask me, I will give you what you ask me for. You ask me for bread. I give you bread. I won't give you a stone. I won't. If you ask me for a fish, thank you, Holy Ghost. If you ask me for a fish, I won't give you a serpent. So some of these things that you've received, it wasn't what you asked God for. So then God didn't give it to you. The devil, the adversary, gave it to you. There's no way in heaven, no way in hell that you're going to ask God for a fish and he give you a snake instead. God don't operate like that. God know what a fish is. And you, his child, cry out to him, Lord, Lord, give me today my daily bread. He's not going to send you a bunch of stones. Oh, come on and tell God thank you. Everything you need, God's got it. And can't nobody do you like the Lord. Nobody can do you like Jesus. Yes, we have love affairs and we love them that take care of our flesh, but nobody can do us like Jesus. There is no touch like the touch of Jesus Christ. I see his hand when he reached out and touched me upon my shoulder, and I got frightened, and I said, oh God, because I knew I had messed up, that I was not living according to his will. So therefore I was frightened. But he came with good news. He said, the doctor is going to give you some drops for your eyes. I didn't even have an appointment at the doctor at that time, but Jesus knew. And the very same morning that I had that vision of God in my room, Jesus Christ touching me, awakening me, before noontime, my mom summons me and said, come here, girl. You got a phone call. The doctor's office called and said that you must call them back because they've set up an appointment for you on Monday to be seen by the eye doctor. Jesus had already told me that I was going to the eye doctor and he was going to give me some drops and he was going to work a miracle in those drops. And I tell you, God, just not only did he prove himself to me that he can do anything but fail. I don't know why we try everything, and when everything has failed, then we try Jesus. Why not try him first? If you would try him first, you would spare yourself of a whole lot of junk. But we try everything. We try the water. We'll try the vegetables. We'll try whatever else we do. I'm going to try this. But how about knocking on the door of the heart of Jesus and say, it's me, God. I need your help. If I was to testify, I would tell you that I get in his presence and I let him know, I need you, oh, I need you. This is a job for Jesus. There are some things he allowed the doctor to do, but this was a job for Jesus. Oh, bless his name. And our enemy like to attack my eyes all the time, but God is still in the midst. Whatever he tries to do, God is there to stop whatever he wants to do, because I cry out, holy is the Lord my God. There is, I keep saying that, I want you to get that in your spirit. There is no one else but God. No one else but God. Even if the angel come down, the angel can only come at the command of God. But God can come whenever he wants to. He don't need anybody to ask him to come. Oh, yes, we sing in the church, come by here, Lord. Come by here. He's already here. He's already with you. All you need to do is just touch him. Like the woman who had the issue of blood, she just touched him. She didn't even touch his flesh. She just touched his garment. And there was healing in his garment. We need to learn how to touch him. We sing a song, he touched me a long time ago, and now I'm made whole. Jesus touched me, and he made me whole. He touched me and made me whole. Jesus touched me and made me whole. Oh, whether you go through an operation and get fixed or not, but if Jesus is not there in that operating room with you, you got a total mess. You got a total disaster. So still, it comes through Jesus, through the hand of the surgeon. Oh, bless God. When I go to the doctor, I go in Jesus' name. Coming out sometime with news that I didn't want to hear, but you know what? It's things that I can fix myself. Oh, bless his name. Let's go to the word of God. I am fired up. I am grateful that when you get a suicide note from a friend that you've known all of your life and he's never bothered you, never been in any kind of trouble that would affect you and you get a disturbing letter, I cried because the human part of me wept over a friend, just like Jesus when Lazarus was laid in the tomb. Jesus wept over his friend, and I wept because the news touched my heart, and he said, I will. Man and I are the same age. Oh, bless God from whom all blessings flow. But we spoke with him. He answered his phone. And we pray that he will hear the voice of God. Because that is not the voice of God telling you to end your life. That is the voice of Satan who tells you to kill yourself. End it all. Just go on and kill yourself and then It'll be all right then, but it's not all right. We pray, and I summons you all to pray that he will hear God's voice in the midst of his storm that he's in right now. It's a terrible storm that this young man is in, and he says the only way out is to commit suicide, but we recommend Jesus to that situation, and we apply the blood that it will speak to his heart. And that he will cry out, Lord, forgive me. You gave me my life. I will not take it. Oh, bless God. I feel good down in my sanctified soul. I'm so happy to be with you again on another Thursday. I tell you, it's just a lovely day in the neighborhood. I like Mr. Rogers. He's gone now, but I grew up with him. And he would sing no matter what. It could be snowing, raining, whatever the weather was like. He would just merely come in the door saying, it's a lovely day in the neighborhood. And we need to adopt that saying. No matter what's going on in our life, how much chaos, turmoil, whatever, just whisper the word, it's a lovely day in the neighborhood. The reason why it's a lovely day is because it is the day that the Lord hath made, and we are to rejoice and be glad in it. I can see people who have no hope, that don't know this Jesus and the pardon of their sin, to feel like it's doomsday, that everything is going against me, all hell has broken out against me, and I don't see anything lovely about this day. But because Jesus lives, it's a lovely day in the neighborhood, in the neighborhood of your life, in the neighborhood of your mind, in the neighborhood of your body. I don't care if you are on medication, but it's still a lovely day. It's a lovely day. Why? Because it's a day that you had nothing to do with. Only God can give us each day what the scripture said. Give us this day our daily bread. This day wasn't talking about tomorrow, neither yesterday, but it was saying today is the day, God, that I need you to give me my daily bread, the bread of life, the bread that gives me strength to make it from day to day. And I will bless the Lord at all times. I tell you, oh my God, I feel so good. Lord, I feel so good. I feel like pressing my way because I'm on my way to heaven. God has answered my prayers. There was a situation that I've been facing for over a year now. It's been, I'd say, maybe 14, 15 months in the rear, but God came through on yesterday with cashier checks, and we thank God for his benefits, because it tells us in the book of Psalms that it is the Lord who loads us daily with benefits. It is God's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Ooh, come on, people. Tell the Lord thank you. Yes, yaha. Tell God thank you. Tell the Lord thank you. Tell him thank you, Jesus. Ah, you can't thank him enough. Oh, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise him enough for his benefits, for his blessings. So therefore I say, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to take a walk to get me behind because victory today is, you know what? You all just don't have a clue, but right now I feel like I could just fly around in this room. I am so light. God has lifted the burden and I feel the results. I'm so light. I feel as if I'm a butterfly and I'm just flying around in the room and just giving God the highest praise when I flap my wings to just tell God, thank you for life. Thank you for taking a worm and making me such a beautiful sight for people to behold. Somewhere I was on the other day, they had these little white butterflies, and they were out in the yard, and they were flying around, and the birds was flying, and the butterflies was flying, and the squirrel was climbing and running, and I just looked at the creation of God, and I told him, God, I thank you for my eyes to see, because I could have heard it, but not seen it, but I was able to see this and hear them. The birds are chirping, didn't hear the butterfly making any noise, and the squirrel, he was getting some running done up across the things, and you could just imagine what his little feet sounded like running across the tree limb, little pitter-patter across there. Aren't you glad about Jesus today? Don't you love him? Do you really love him? Do you really think that you are doing whatever it is that you do is on your own? Don't you know God even said it is I who make it possible for you to get promotion? It's not that you're so smart. It's that God has ordained that you be promoted. And no devil in hell can stop it. Yes, God make us smart. Look at the boys in the Bible. They were intelligent. The Hebrew boys, they were no dummies. They were intelligent. But they had a God that they put first in their life. They had a God. They said, look here, no. We're not going to do that, King. You can put us in the fiery furnace, but we're going to praise our God. Our God is more important to us than you. And if we die, we know that we are in the arms of the Lord. Have we gotten to that place yet? That, Lord, I'm going to stand for what's right. I'm going to stand for you. And if I die standing for you, it's all good because I'm going home. You have got me in your arms and I'm in a safe place. Oh, God, I feel good. Ooh, I feel good. I had no clue that God was going to speak all of this today, but we thank him that he has taken all of our sins and griefs to bear. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Are you grieving? What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Isn't it good? Yes, it is. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our burdens bear? Jesus knows our every weakness. I'm going to take it to the Lord in prayer. I tell you, I feel good. Yes, I do. I feel good. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Sometimes I go down and just feel like all of the weight is upon me. And I do go down low, but I found out that when I was down low, I could still look up and see God and know that my help cometh from the Lord. Amen. Let's go to the gospel. Let's go in the New Testament. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I plead the blood of Jesus right now. I plead the blood. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I plead the blood. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, my soul magnifies the Lord. Hey, God, I thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. His eyes are on the sparrow, and I know he watches. He watches over me. Hallelujah. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I am free. Oh, God's eyes are on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, God. yes, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, victory comes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. Lord, I said I wasn't going to be but 30 minutes. That's what I told myself, that I'll be done in 30 minutes, but I think I have used my 30 minutes. But so then, okay, let's just bless the Lord with his word. Let's go to 2 Peter. The first chapter of 2 Peter, beginning with the first verse. And it says, Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those whom have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You cannot obtain anything like precious faith except it comes through righteousness by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I always know, okay, how much I exonerate, how much I praise God in the beginning of the broadcast, I never like to leave you without a written word of God. Yes, I quote several scriptures, but I also like to go and read something for you. I just don't like to give you bread without meat, so therefore I have to give you the whole meal. Oh, bless his name. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all, things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. God has called us by glory and virtue. God has done the call, not you. You have not chosen him. He chose you. He called you. You yield by saying yes to the call, yes to his way, yes to his will. Yes, Lord, I hear you calling me, and I'm going to answer the call. I'll go where you send me. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll say what you want me to say. Yes, Lord, I answer the call to invite glory and virtue by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Oh, my God. You cannot get to these promises of God unless you come through righteousness. You've got to come through the righteousness of God and then also be obtained with grace, with faith, and glory, and virtue. All of these things must take place. They're leading you to the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages. Let his praises ring, glory in the highest. I will shout and sing, for I am standing on the promises of God. Come on and tell the Lord, thank you for the stand. Thank you, God, for the stand of the promises. I feel good. I feel churchy today. Yes, Lord, I do. Thank you, God. Thank you. Precious, precious. It says, listen to this, it says great and precious promises that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Oh, God, don't you love the Lord that you have word from him that you're on your way to the precious promise of God? You've overcome, you have escaped the corruption of lust in this world, so therefore you are candidate for the promise of God. Oh, Lord, I tell you, he is so wonderful. He is so wonderful. He is so wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. I tell you, I feel this thing. I feel good. Yes, I do. I feel good, good, good. Yes, I think it is right. As long as I am in this tent to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decrees. I tell you, look at this. I left from 4, and I jumped over here to 13. That's just where my eyes went. This is, go to 9. For he who lacks these things is shortened even to blindness and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, for so an entrance will be supplied you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, my God. I just ran all over that second Peter, the first chapter of second Peter. It seems as if I did 1 through 4, and then I went to 13, 14, 15, and I went up here and got 9. I went and got 9. Let's see what 8 said. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have time to be barren. We need to be filled up with the Spirit. We need to be filled up with the fertilization of life needs to be in us. If the fertilization of life is not in us through Christ Jesus that we have accepted as our Lord and Savior, and we cannot reach out and save lives or give life to a dying situation, then we're barren. We are barren. We're not able to do some things. I was told that Dr. Scott had visited. He had a class a week or so ago, I believe it was, and he was telling me that there was a woman in the class, and she had some bodily problems. Her head, I believe he told me that her head bothered her. She had a headache and whatever, some things going on her shoulder, but she didn't complain about her shoulder. She only complained about her headache, and he was able to pray for her in such a way that her headache left. And she said, wow, even my shoulder isn't hurting anymore. He was not barren. He was able to speak life to her headache, to her shoulder, that valley situation that she was in. Because if he's barren, he is of no good to God. We need to be able to create an atmosphere wherever we are that if there is a need for God to be present and to be shown that he is present, we need to take advantage of that need. But we cannot take the credit for what God does. We have to let the people know, you see me, but see Jesus. That is the healer. He is the provider. He is the protector. He is the giver of life. He is our healer, for he's our healing Jesus. So therefore, you're barren. You don't want to be barren today. I know I don't want to be barren today. Let's see what else is good in here. You all get your Bible and you read this in its entirety, because it lets you know that in that fifth verse it says, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, self-control. Lord, help us. Come on, say, Lord, help me. Because sometimes we're out of control. Mm-hmm. Self-control. To self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. Look out. What the world needs now is love. Is the only thing that there's just too little of. And then it goes on to let you know, for if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful. Oh, bless the wonderful name of the Lord. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we praise thee, O God, for the Son of our love, Jesus, who died and have now gone above. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
you, Pastor Berman, for that inspiring, as always, uplifting, meaningful, and wonderful, wonderful sermon. Remember, folks, you're listening to WGUM, Glory United Ministries.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.